is Radio Freedom.
Hello, this is Show 54 of Radio Clash. This is the I Hate ABBA but Quite Like Madonna edition. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash Show 54. My name's Tim, and that was Party Bin's mashup of Kraftwerk and Coldplay Computer Talk, which is new on his website, and apparently finished Booty with that on the Booty Just Gone, which sounded like a manic affair because it was a British invasion. It was a Dog, Super Collider, Phil Mann's, Phil, as in Phil and Dog, as in Dr. Pressure Bootleg, and Lumpy, and I so wish I could have been there. Unfortunately, I kind of spunked away all my holiday allowance in September, so it's like... so, I hope all of you are well. I'm pretty pretty sort of cool. Work getting me down, but that's to be expected, as usual. But it's been kind of a cool... been fairly cool recently. There's been getting some good feedback on my jazz mix, getting some good feedback on my boots. The if you remember the Burn Your Radio bootleg that was played in show, was it 52 or 53? I think it's 52. Actually got down really well at Booty because Dog played it at Booty. Unfortunately had a few problems with his controller because he got one of those new Hercules DJ controllers for his laptop, which cause all kinds of problems. But otherwise went really well. And they ripped up a storm in the back room. They thought, I was speaking to them before they went, and they thought that it wouldn't go down well. They thought they were asking me questions about, well, how does rock go down? How does heavy rock go down? How's a drum and bass? And I said, well, rock didn't go down so well when I DJed, but who knows? It's a strange crowd. And apparently they loved it. They played real kind of hard drum and bass, sort of rock set. No, not rock set. Rock set, it went down really well. So as I thought it would, I thought they'd love Lumpy Madness. He was wearing a horse's head. So it's a pretty good show for you today. I've got a I Hate ABBA mix later on. I've got some tracks from a new Madonna mashup CD by the Ciccones. I've got some other. There seems to be a lot of remix albums happening at the moment. Some ones from a Beach Boys mashup album. Two Beach Boys mashup albums. A few classics, a few tracks from Lumpy. It's going to be good. So, kicking off, we've got a track by DJ BC, who is a part of Mash Ave over in Boston, on the east side of the US. There seems to be only really two major clubs. Booty's in San Francisco, Mash Ave is in Boston. And this is a quite a cool mash. He's taken any of you actually have the history of electronic music, the Ohm CD, you'll know about Vladimir Ushayevsky, who did music with things like shortwave transmissions and was an experimental composer. So what he's done is he's mixed that guy, which is loads of shortwave noises, kind of, it's sort of very experimental, very important track in electronic music, with Mos Def, as you do, with Mathematics. I think it works really well.
You know the Dev? This is me, though. Beast by Supremo for all of my people, Negroes and Latinos, and even the Gringos. Yo, check it, one for Charlie Hustle, two for Steady Rock, three for the forthcoming live Future Shock. It's five dimensions, six senses, seven firmaments of heaven to hell, 8 million stories to tell, nine planets faithfully keeping orbit with the probable temp. The universe expands length, the body of my text possess extra strength, power lifted powerless up out of this towering inferno. My ink so hot it burned through the journal. I'm blacker than midnight on Broadway at Myrtle. Hip hop passed all your tall social hurdles like the nationwide projects, prison industry complex, working class poor. Better keep your alarm set. Streets too loud to ever hear freedom ring. Say evacuate your sleep. It's dangerous to dream, but your chain cats get they chabam. Dead now. Killing fields need blood to graze the cash cow. So numbers game, but shit don't add up somehow. Like I got 16 to 32 bars to rock it, but only 15% of profits ever seen my pockets. Like 69 billion in the last 20 years spent on national defense, but folks still live in fear. Like nearly half of America's largest cities is one quarter black. That's why they gave Ricky Ross all the crack. 16 ounces to a pound, 20 more to a key, a 5 minute sentence hearing it, you're no longer free.
free. 40% of Americans own a cell phone, so they can hear everything that you say when you ain't home. I guess Michael Jackson was right, you are not alone. Rock your hard hat black, cause you in the terror dome. Full of hard niggas, large niggas, dice tumblers, young teens in prison greens facing life numbers. Crack mothers, crack babies, and AIDS patients. Young bloods can't spell, but they can rock you a PlayStation. This new map is whipping motherfuckers' ass. You wanna know how to rhyme? You better learn how to add. It's mathematics.
It's the mighty most deaf.
What are we talking about here?
What
are we talking about here?
It's mathematics.
What are we talking about here?
It's mathematics.
What are we talking about here?
It's mathematics.
What are we talking about here?
It's mathematics.
What are we talking about here?
It's mathematics.
What are we talking about here?
It's mathematics.
What are we talking about here?
It's mathematics.
Got a letter from the government the other day. Opened it and read it, it said they were suckers. They wanted me for the army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn, I said never. It was a land that never gave a damn about a brother like myself, cause I never did. I wasn't with her for just that very minute. It occurred to me that suckers have a force.
Soundhog with Black Freak. And if you're thinking, oh god, samples of Missy Elliott doing Get Your Freak On is so 2003, well actually it was from 2003. It's an MTV MASH reject which he's been keeping stashed away until now, but it still works. And certainly using Tricky's Black Steel, those lyrics work so well even at the moment. Yeah, I got a letter from the government the other day. Hey, could be me, could be you, could be drafting, who knows. Very appropriate. And before that was Wireless Mathematics by DJBC, which was, of course, the Ushevsky versus Mos Def, and thankfully not doing his hitchhiker stint. So yeah, things are okay at the moment. So it's been pretty manic work-wise, outside of work and inside work. And so we're all preparing for the first year anniversary of Radio Clash, woo, which is going to be recorded on the weekend of the 26th. So I forgot to say, get in all of your comments and audio comments as I previously asked for before for the 25th. I say I want your comments, I want your audio comments, lists. It's going to be a list show, so send them in. I want to have as much kind of user input for that show. Usually the user input I get is from blogs and direct emails, but it'd be nice to have a show where it's audio comments. So you can email me them to me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, or you can send me them via, well, you can leave voicemails via Gizmo, which is my login is Radio Clash, and as he says, trying to quickly look up the number before I get it wrong. You can also call the Clash line if you're in the UK on 0700 5850 524. That's 0700 5850 524. That's a UK D rate, so it's only like 12p a minute peak, so it's quite cheap. You can call me on VoIP via Gizmo as well. If you have VoIP, my VoIP SIP number, which is basically Gizmo, is 1-747-611-3777. And it would be good to have some either voicemails or audio comments. Let me know if you think I should set up a US line to do that. That lapsed because of lack of use, so, and I didn't really want to fancy calling the States every month or something like that, and I can pay that one to not lapse. So it would be good. So send in your comments, either, you know, top five things you've enjoyed about Radio Clash, but also one of the good ones was someone actually sending, I think it was look. Do pretend to be vaguely professional. Jeff Lockwood sent in a very, very lot of lists, and the one I enjoyed so much was his list of top five. Oh no, what was it? Yes, there we are. Top five tracks that my wife has forbidden me to play ever again in her presence. I would really like it if people send me this. I quite like that idea. So not just the top five best, top five worst as well. Certainly I've got a feeling that a lot of show 31 will be coming up on that. The Oral Podity show, the famous one. So, but I like that category. So thank you, Jeff. And I think he was probably the first one to send a list in, or loads of lists. And we're using those on the show. We've got loads of bizarre lists. I mean, we're not going to just be doing the usual kind of lists. We've got surreal ones. Although we came up with the idea for this show a long time ago, so Kirk's going to remind me. And happy birthday, Kirk, if you're listening. I don't know if he is, but he just turned... his age on it? Yes. He just turned 32 as of... was it today? Yes, it was today, the 17th. So happy birthday. I'm getting a nice present. I'm still waiting for that to arrive, though. And I should be seeing him soon, if not by the 26th. I think it'll be a good show. So onward and upwards. Oh, God, I can't believe I just said that. That's just so cheeky. Yes. So as I was saying, there have been loads and loads of remix LPs coming out recently. I mean, we've had the Rage Against the Machine, we've had the Violated, and it just seems like recently, last week or so, it's just been crazy. In the last week or so, we've had two, at least one Pet Sounds ones, a Beach Boys one. I've also had a Madonna one. I've also had a Queen one, which I'm not so into, which is a Q Unit, but not so. But this is from one of the Beach Boys ones. I think this track works really well. It's Beach Boys versus the Dandy Warhols, and it was called You Were the Last Here Today.
Just can't wait. Hi, this is John from the Radio Zoom Podcast, and you are listening to Tim on the Radio Clash Mashup Podcast.
Oh, radio, yeah.
This the real one, baby.
I'm telling you.
Shot-town stand up.
Oh, radio,
Southside, Southside. We gon' set this party off right.
I'm telling you.
Westside. Westside, we gon' set this party off right. Man, I promise, she's so self-conscious. She has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money. But she won't drop out, her parents will look at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She like, fuck it, I'll just stay down her and do it. Cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new pants. Cause her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious, with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexis. She had hair so long that it looked like weave. And she cut it all off, now she look like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female, addicted to retail as well. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, man, I promise, I'm so self-conscious. That's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Rollies and posses and drove me crazy. I can't even pronounce nothing past that for safety. Then I spent $400 on this just to be like, nigga, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. We live in the American dream. The people high up got the lowest of esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest thing. But a road to riches and diamond rings. We shine because they hate us. Floss because they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we a stoop. Even if you in a Benz, you still a nigga in a coupe. Come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, I say fuck the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside. Cause they made us hate ourselves and love they wealth. That's why shorty's hollering where the ball is at. Drug dealer by Jordan, crack hit by crack. And the white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally other than that. But fuck it, I went to Jacob with 25 now. Before I had a house and I do it again. Cause I wanna be on 106 and Park pushing the bands. I wanna act all horrific like it's all terrific. I got a couple past due bills, I won't get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all self-conscious, I'm just the first to admit. Yeah, come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, Southside, Southside, we gon' set this party off right. Westside, Westside, we gon' set this party off right. Shot-town, Shot-town, we gon' show them how we get down. That feeling is just like a safe belt. Save my life. Come on.
I'm telling you,
that's Lush Life with All Falls Down, Beach Boys versus Kanye West. Sorry, I just had a bit of a brain fart at that point. And before that was You Were the Last Here Today by Totom from his mashup album of Pet Sounds. Both are Pet Sounds, different Pet Sounds mashup albums. That one was last one was KanyeWestSounds.com. And the one before, I'm not exactly sure the URLs, have a look in the show notes, but it's that's a newer one, which is much more varied. So that was a Dandy Warhols with Here Today by the Beach Boys, which is incidentally is I've got all the acapellas. The Beach Boys released all the acapellas on a box set, which either was a very good or a very bad decision, depending how you see it. And the interesting thing is, I've listened to that Pella solo quite a lot, you know, and I'm looking around for ideas for mashups, and I've listened to that acapella and thought, what the hell would go with that? And he actually found a track that has, and that works very, very well. As with all remix albums, or tracks that work, tracks which don't work, but three of the Totem tracks work really, really well. And the Lush Life one, there's been some slight kind of like on Gaibo and various other places, people being a bit sniffy. That's actually really good. I mean, I've been listening to that. That's been coming around on my Lyre River and before that iPod for the last couple of months or month and a half. I played Diamonds in the New York show. I did a mix of Diamonds with another Beach Boys track, and it works very, very well. Strange how sort of via mashups been getting more into Kanye West. Very interesting. I like his idea of more thoughtful, more anti-bling rapping. Though not all of it is, but some of it is. Oh, you might have seen the fact I was interviewed by Skull Mark on his show recently, the latest show. I assume it's the latest show as of speaking. I haven't checked, but it was last Tuesday's show, so it's number 82. And that went really well, so I really enjoyed that. You can hear me rambling on, and he managed to edit it down to something reasonable, even though they went over 45 minutes, and the earth fell in, and a hole arrived, and an earthquake appeared, and everything. Yeah, whatever. And no, I think that went very, very well. So I'm quite proud of that. But it's all part of my world domination plan. Yes. So what we're going to play next. This is a track from Ozymoso. Or Ozymiso. And he did a project called 05 Mice 50. In other words, basically, Ozymiso spelled out numbers. And he only ever did about 15 or 12 of them, sadly. And he seems to have taken it down, which is really annoying. Because I love what he's doing with these tracks. It's more of a sort of original approach, more of original production. And he was actually then going to mix them into one big sort of 50 tracks for 05 type album. It's a shame. Someone who, yeah, anybody who knows him, give him a kick, because I think he should do his own solo album with these tracks. Certainly I enjoy them far better than his mixed CD, which is more kind of traditional kind of DJ Yoda type fare, which doesn't really do it for me. It might get more classical acclaim, but I think musically and more interesting, more close to what Cassette Boy is doing, is really the way to go, because I think it's more original. So this is a track called Pandemonium. I'll see you in a minute.
The weather is bad today. It is raining. The children cannot play in the garden, and they cannot ride their bikes. Peter and Betty and their friends are in Betty's room. David has got two sticks and two saucepans. These are his drums. Two saucepans. These are his drums. Two saucepans. He's making a terrible noise. These are his drums. He's making a terrible noise. These are his drums.
He's making a terrible noise.
Sister and Mrs. Clark are at home. They can hear the noisy band. Mrs. Clark cannot read her book, and Mr. Clark his newspaper.
We aren't making a noise, Daddy. We're playing pop music.
But who is your drummer? Who is banging the saucepans?
I am, but they're not saucepans, they're my drums.
And he isn't banging, he's playing.
Playing.
Your mother can't read her book. I can't read my newspaper. And the pets are frightened. And the pets are frightened.
But what can David do?
Yes, what can I do?
The weather is clearing up. Come on, David, let's go to the shop. Buy ice cream and lemonade for the
dog. What a good idea, Mr. Clark. This is his dad. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Listening to Radio Clash.
This is Radio Clash
on Pirate Satellite.
Uh-huh.
That was Pilchard with Bend Over Soul, which of course is a mix of Renegade Master, Wellchild, with the Soul Limbo by, I think it's Booker T and the MGs. That came around on my river and I thought, oh, summer. I had a nice summer thought, which is, sadly, it's very cold. It's got very cold here at the moment and it's getting into freezing weather where I'm have to get into multiple layers and it's not good. Not good for my asthma and it's not good for me. And before that was Pandemonium. Why can't I say Pandemonium all of a sudden? Must be the red wine. By Ozzy Miso. There seemed to be a bit of a kind of a pan sort of kettle drum, cowbell kind of link there. Totally accidentally. So next we're going to play the I Hate ABBA mix. It even includes a little sort of DJ Nono mix in there. A little sort of DJ Nono ending, which you might appreciate or you might not. And I have to say that to all you lawyers out there, that no ABBA was hurt during the making of this mix. Well, maybe a little bit, but it wasn't my fault. Honest, Gov. Honest, Your Honor.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. No more fucking ABBA.
There were all these stories about Stevie and the Raver, the Zerscon connection and the Peter Wright case, the Looney Left Council with the budget in disgrace. I ask myself, what am I to believe? When the cancer is a killer, John Player wins the league with Masters of the Universe, Designer Death. They all keep talking about Prince's Dice Dress.
Yes, I'm very not impressed.
When I was younger, I knew just who to hate. From the teachers in our classroom to the leaders of our state, I'm registered to vote. This pleasant land's free, so I took the intercity for democracy and me. My knocking at the door, but they didn't let me in, so I kicked it down and I walked right in. She was standing at the bar while Healy cut his crust. Question time, Mikey Burke.
Dancing Queen. Your Honor, my lawyer's just parking the car. He should be here any second. Dude, he got a lawyer.
Okay, children, I'm having a real problem with you all having lawyers. It is really disrupting class time.
I don't care for lawyers. Do you?
In control. Is it you or God or the bloke down the door? Her answers were shite, but I didn't give up, so I went to the Lord, but they didn't wake up. So I went to the palace, good Queen Bess. She asked me to dance, said she'd like a rest. Boy, D, you'll be king, I'll have to get the throne. Here's the keys to the castle, you're in control.
I like Charles.
looking out for a place to go, where they play the right music and get them in the swing. You come to look for him. Anyone could be that guy. The night is young and the music's high. Playing bluegrass music and everything is fine. You're in the mood to dance. And when you get the chance, you are the dancing queen. Young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, feel the beat from the tambourine. Oh yeah, you can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life. See that girl, watch that scene, digging the dancing queen. You turn them on, leave them burning and then you're gone. Looking for another, anyone'll do. You're in the mood to dance. And when you get the chance, you are the dancing queen. Young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, feel the beat from the tambourine. Having the time of your life. See that girl, watch that scene, digging the dancing queen. We'll be right back.
with an important message for you. It also will damage our society. I know it's tempting to make money, but just remember, that money has to come from somewhere, and usually it ends up hurting a lot of innocent people. So until next time, don't let frivolous lawsuits ruin our schools. Goodbye now.
No more carefree laughter, silence ever after. Walking through an empty room, tears in my eyes. This is where the story ends, this is goodbye. Knowing me, knowing you, there is nothing we can do. Knowing me, knowing you, we just have to face it this time. We're through. Breaking up is never easy, I know, but I had to go. Knowing me, knowing you, it's the best I can do. Play. Now it's only emptiness, nothing to say. Knowing me, knowing you, there's nothing we can do. Knowing me, knowing you, we just have to face it this time. We're through. Breaking up is never easy, I know, but I had to go. Knowing me, knowing you, it's the best we can do.
I hope you enjoyed that ABBA, I Hate ABBA mix, and could feel the dislike I have for ABBA. Well, it's kind of a bit like the I Hate Jazz mix I did. It's kind of like a love-hate thing. Good tunes, but if every single gay bar you go into is playing fucking ABBA, as that little quote from Priscilla says, then you get very annoyed. It's like a whole scene created around it. So the main track list is on the website, but things of note in there was a DJ Nono, Lay Your Axe in My Head, I think it's gonna call it, which is 18s versus ABBA Gabba by Riot Nation. I hope your head recovered. At the end was of course Evan Dando with of the X of the Lemonheads with Knowing Me, You Knowing Me. Uh-huh. And no, I couldn't find any Alan Partridge samples, before you ask. At the start, of course, was KLF's Very Litigious, hence the comment about lawyers. The Queen and I, which is of course there's the song which they sample from ABBA and was the cause of having to burn all of their album 1987. Then it mysteriously appeared on the market as on vinyl. I don't know where the hell they came from. And certainly it seems it was ABBA's basically doing. They didn't like them sampling them, and also there's a bit of anarchy in the UK in there, and so that's the Jams. Later become the KLF, and it's a very good album. I'll probably play a few other. Don't Take Five, Take What You Want. I don't know if I've played that. I'll definitely have to play it if not. And Burn the Bastards, which of course is about having to burn all their albums. And so I'm going to play that links fairly well into, as he says, having to reload the playlist, because of course to see the playlist for what I've just played, I had to unload the existing playlist, which is all a bit confusing. So I'm going to play a track from Madonna, since that whole ABBA thing was because of Madonna and her sampling tactics are in the charts. I thought I'd do an ABBA mix, or I hate ABBA mix, because that album, that sort of song is really schizophrenic for me, even though I have done mixes of it. So I'm going to play a track from an album called By the Chaconnes, which is the other sort of mix album that's been out recently, which is they've taken all of Madonna's sort of greatest hits and combined them into basically a mix album, and it's done very, very well. I like what they're doing. It's very similar to the Kleptones, but I've managed to ascertain that it's nothing to do with them. Interesting. So I hope you enjoy this. I think that's probably going to be the end of the show, as time is pressing, he said, looking down the clock. If you want feedback, give feedback on the show, or send me audio comments, or such like, you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, and you can use the voicemail. Oh, he said, having to look it up again, otherwise I get it wrong. I always get it wrong. You can use the voicemail, which is on 0700 585 0524, in the UK or international, because it's only a D-rate number, slightly more than a local number. Or you can send me voicemail via Gizmo, which is Radio Clash. I'm not going to read the VoIP number, you can rewind for that. As I say, the first year's anniversary should be one of the next couple of shows. I hope you enjoyed this show. I certainly have enjoyed putting it together. This is a track called Lies, and it's quite a political track. I like what they're doing here.
The Iraqi regime has actively and secretly attempted to obtain equipment needed to produce chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. First-hand witnesses have informed us that Iraq has at least 7 mobile factories for the production of biological agents. Equipment mounted on trucks and rails to evade discovery. Using these factories, Iraq could produce within just months hundreds of pounds of biological poisons. The Iraqi regime has acquired and tested the means to deliver weapons of mass destruction. Iraq has developed spray devices that could be used on unmanned aerial vehicles, with ranges far beyond what is permitted by the Security Council. The regime is actively pursuing components for prohibited ballistic missiles. And we have sources that tell us that Saddam Hussein recently authorized Iraqi field commanders to use chemical weapons.
Has chemical and biological weapons, which could be activated within 45 minutes. Iraq has rebuilt previously destroyed production plants, has bought dual-use chemical facilities, has retained the key personnel formerly engaged in the chemical weapons program, and has a serious, ongoing research program into weapons production, all of it well-funded. The threat, therefore, is not imaginary. The threat is not American or British propaganda. All of this is established fact.
Yeah.
you'll notice that the name of this operation, Enduring Freedom, we know what that means, but nobody has yet pointed out, fortunately, that there's an ambiguity there. To endure means to suffer. And there are plenty of other people around the world who have endured what we call freedom.
No, I'm just so sick of this whole deal. We arm the world, we arm these little countries, and then we send troops over to blow the shit out of them, you know? We're like the bullies of the world right now.
Okay, I have a huge ego and I need to do something about it. And I need to change. And how can I change? And the only way I can change is to constantly work at it. 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 And I need to change.
I need to change.
And how can I change?
And how can I change?
Knowing is the beginning. Knowing more and learning more and achieving more. The minute you stop wanting to know more, that's when you stop growing, and that's when you die, and that's when
I need to change.
That's when you're nothing.
Well, that's depressed the hell out of you, but I think that's a far too down ending for the show. I think I'm going to play some Lumpy under the guise of the Beatbox Saboteurs. This is Morgan Wise, and it's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from him.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while.